Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. An Indian lawyer was duped into believing that she was in a relationship with Prince Harry.
Oh, a lawyer.
This is not the lawyer you want, right?
No, of course not.
No. Or is it the lawyer you want? Because she'll believe you.
No.
Not defending.
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, if your life depends on it, no.
Exactly right. If it's just something stupid, yes.
And she attempted to seek legal action against the red-headed royal for breaking a supposed promise to marry her.
Oh.
No.
Paul Winder Kerr alleged that she had been contacted by the Duke of Sussex on social media and that he had told her that he wanted to marry her.
Oh. Out of the blue.
Right, out of nowhere.
And it was definitely him.
Right.
Right. He probably didn't even ask for money.
Well, his profile photo looked like him, so.
This must be the person who thought that she'd get a zillion dollars if she just emailed money.
Right. Right, the Ethiopian
that
king.
Email yes. From like 1998?
Yep.
Did she miss that interview with Oprah? Like the famous interview heard around the world?
When their royal nuptials never happened, she filed a plea with the high court seeking legal action, complaining that he hadn't fulfilled his promise.
Well, if he made the promise, then definitely.
She called for the court to instruct police to arrest Prince Harry so they could wed without further delay.
Oh, okay. That always works.
Now, I wouldn't be doing this story if she wasn't a lawyer.
Right.
Arrest him and bring him to me.
Exactly right. Shotgun wedding. Hold the gun to him so I can marry him. Thank you.
The woman claims she sent messages to Prince Charles informing him of his son's engagement to her.
Oh, Prince Charles went, what the hell is this? I say, is this Harry again for God's sake?
I'm sure that didn't even get to the person.
No.
Right.
Not even close.
Yeah, even the letter writer. Like, yeah. What the hell is this?
Yeah, right. The person around Prince Charles didn't even see it.
Yeah, no.
I don't even think it entered the premises.
Right.
Well, this is trash.
Right. Well, see, we have a thing for Target that goes in the trash. We have a thing. Some lady wants to marry Harry. That goes in the trash.
Some lady wants to marry Harry.
Right.
Marry Harry.
Marry Harry.
Well, we know what to do with this. We call this an AJ.
No, that is a mother. Puff! That is a mother, Harry. Not Marry Harry.
That's actually a great reality show when Harry divorces Meghan.
Marry Harry.
Marry Harry.
Marry Harry. Every week, a whole bunch of people, you know, become contestants.
Yeah, like how a reality show works.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Right. The really good bachelor.
Mm. The really good bachelor.
Right, the royal bachelor.
The royal bachelor.
The royal
That's
bachelor.
Brilliant.
That's not bad.
Right, royal bachelor.
And then underneath it, Marry Harry.
Marry Harry.
The court found that her Prince Harry was operating out of an internet cafe.
Oh.
In a village in a different state.
Yeah, it was Harry, Harry Johnson.
They still have internet cafes.
This is apparently a catfishing scheme.
Oh. Found a sucker, too.
A lawyer.
Yes.
Right. You would think she would figure this one out, being an attorney.
You would think that,
dealing
yeah.
in facts.
Didn't say it was a good attorney.
I bet she also believed the Super Bowl halftime show with Janet Jackson. That was supposed to happen that way.
Right. That, wouldn't you see a picture? Why does Harry look like a penis?
Exactly right. I think it was the last one was Johnson.
Yeah. That's a hairy penis.
Harry Johnson. Yes.
You spelt your name wrong. It's Harry.
Right. This is why you need me.
You know, it's interesting. What's his last name? I was thinking about that. Does anyone know?
Harry?
I don't know.
Harry.
No one knows.
Harry the Duke.
What was his mom's last name?
His last name is Harry. His first name is Prince.
It was Diana.
I don't know.
There was Lady,
Diana Spencer, but that's her maiden name.
Right. Okay. So he wouldn't be what? Harry Spencer.
He wouldn't be Harry Spencer.
Right.
Call Jennifer.
Does anyone know?
Jennifer's got to know.
She wouldn't know. She would not know.
Let's say Google.
Yeah, Google.
Before his last name was Ding Ding.
Harry Ding Ding?
Harry Ding Ding.
That'd be tough.
Harry Ding Ding. This is why he wouldn't mention your last name at all.
Well, my buddy Brian Johnson, his grandfather's name was Harry.
Harry Johnson.
That's Harry tough. Johnson. That's a tough one.
Yep.
What do you got?
I have his full name, which seems like four first names, is Henry Charles Albert David Duke of Sussex.
Yeah, but his last name is Duke of Sussex.
What's his last name?
That's all it says.
Oh, my God.
His full name is?
His last name is Candidly.
Candidly. Candidly.
Just said you had his name.
Right. From,
it says his
last name is Duke name of Sussex.
Is Henry Charles Albert David.
This is a job for fact checker.
It's all kings.
Fact checker.
Except for Harry. Was there ever a King Harry?
King Harry.
Yeah, technically he does not have a last name.
As a King Vitamin.
Is that wild?
That's his full name, Henry Charles Albert David.
Oh, well, his last name is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. So is that his last name?
Mountbatten Windsor.
They name him after locations?
Yeah.
Titles.
Mountbatten Windsor.
Titles, titles, titles.
Sounds like a restaurant.
They don't have last names.
That's weird.
It's like Madonna.
Right.
Or Cher.
Well, they actually have last names, but.
Or Bono.
Oh, it's Bono. That was Boner.
You got to leave your last name, and when they hand you the whatever.
Right. Apparently, yes. In order to get this.
They're taking this, and we give you a crown, and
right.
in
you
exchange
have no
for your last name.
Exactly, right. Okay, no problem.
You don't have a last name, so just pick a bunch of first names.
I'm surprised Harry hasn't done that thing, you know, like take Meghan's last name. I'm Harry Markle.
Oh.
Yeah, that's next.
Harry Markle?
Right, or they do the thing where they merge two of the names.
Right. Markle Sussex?
Right. Bennifer.
Right.
Ben Affleck. Right. And then it was J-Rod.
Rip J-Rod.
She's had a lot of husbands.
Quite a few J-Rods.
Well, they didn't get married.
Diddy. Well, yeah. Just
right.
Boyfriends.
Mark Anthony
boyfriend.
Twice.
Right.
Was she J-Ant back then?
So he's Henry Charles Albert David. So they could be Darkle.
Darkle.
Can I do that?
Love it.
Harry Darkle.
All right. And speaking of British, next headline. Huge anus.
Hey, pardon?
A British politician named Nigel did a cameo video where he wished someone a happy birthday. Our computer's not been helpful today.
No, it has not.
That might not be the computer's fault.
Oh, really?
At least Phil's honest.
You know what it was? Hold that on. Was a paper I crumpled up and threw earlier.
Way to go there, goose boy.
That's fantastic.
Yay.
Hold on.
Phil's last name is Hugh Janus.
Hugh Janus.
Well, Hold on.
We found Hugh Janus.
Yep, there it is.
That's great.
All in the name of a good bit.
Hang on.
I did get a message from Madeline, who I believe is from the UK.
Madeline? You mean Madeline?
Madeline.
Madeline, Madeline.
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 Close.
Madeline Candidly.
Candidly.
My point is,
you have a point.
She said, and she would know because she's an expert, they use the last name Windsor.
Right, but it's not their last name.
No.
Location.
It's a title.
Yeah.
Titles.
Right. Well, I just found this out.
I didn't know that.
I heard about them my whole life and never knew they didn't have a last name.
Wow.
Four first names.
So. Empty lives.
Yeah. Lots of, we'll load you up on the first name.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Plenty of those, but no last name.
You're going to get a lot of meat, no dessert.
Exactly.
All right. So this is this British politician, Nigel, wishing someone a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Hugh Janus. I've heard you're a massive fan.
Well he's worth
just,
it.
He was just so happy someone reached out to him.
Nigel.
Poor guy.
Totally worth it.
Hugh Janus.
Hugh Janus. Love it.
AJ's going to play Operation for the first time. If you've never been on the Chaz and AJ Twitch TV channel, this wouldn't be a bad time to start. You know how Operation is played? It's a board. And it's like this guy, it looks like he's on an operating table.
But he's awake, which is horrifying.
His eyes are wide open.
That's true.
And his nose is a red light bulb. And then there are different holes in his body where little pieces go, like bone and a heart and a this and a that.
We are missing one piece, the ankle bone connected to the knee bone.
Okay.
Yeah, big piece.
All right. We are missing it?
The game is missing it. Relax.
Okay. So you got the pieces in place?
Pieces are all in place, yes.
You got the microphone over by the game, so it's miking up the game?
Right.
Okay. And then, did you pull the tweezers off of the board?
No, did not yet.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Okay.
See if you can figure that one out.
All right, yep, got it.
Okay, good.
Oops. Yep.
All right, now touch the sides, the metal with the...
Hey.
Okay, good.
Right. Sounds right, great.
We can hear it.
Okay.
Excellent.
Right.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, should be a pack of cards.
Right.
Ashley, you want to go get the pack of cards?
Sure.
Please. This is all building suspense here.
It is. I've never played this game before. This looks a little tough.
I can't believe you're missing a piece already.
Yeah, that could be my fault.
Yeah, I mean, this game was open before.
I pulled all the parts out yesterday. I didn't double-check to make sure we had them all.
Yeah, it's one piece missing, the big piece.
So there's a deck of cards.
Okay.
And I will pull one out, and that'll be the part you need to get.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Give it a shot.
Okie dokie. Here we go.
Bread basket.
Bread basket.
This is for $1,000.
Ooh, bread basket. Okay, here we go. Bread basket.
I think a doctor now would get more than $1,000 to remove anything.
Going for the bread basket. Bread basket. Oh, almost got it. Hang on. Damn it. Bread basket. Ha! Got it.
You got it out.
Yay!
Wow.
Very good.
Yay.
All right, AJ, you're a natural at this game.
No. My hands are shaking like crazy over here. Like I'm going through
the
DTs.
Your hands do shake on a normal day.
Yeah, like I'm going through the DTs.
How many cups of coffee today already?
I've only had one, like half a big one.
Okay.
One half a big one.
Half a big one, Mr.
Is your
mic
on, too? You got both mics
on,
right?
Yes, right. I do.
I don't think we want to anger the surgeon before he removes.
Yeah, come lay down over here, goose boy.
All right, so for $300, you now have to remove the writer's cramp.
Ooh. That's like a bitch to do.
Yeah, it's a pencil.
Yes.
That's the hardest one.
Basically in the guy's arm.
Okay.
I always thought the funny bone was the hardest. That was the...
It's a weird shape for this.
God damn it!
This is what we're going to do now. We're going to add a little twist to it.
What's the twist?
Put that shock collar on.
Okay. All right.
You have it
in my hand.
No, you don't. You need your hand.
I got this hand.
Okay.
Yeah, one hand's for surgery. One hand is for apparently getting zapped.
Oh, AJ.
Do I still gotta get the pencil out?
Where'd you get zapped? Was that the bread basket or?
I got zapped in the writer's cramp.
Yeah.
It's all my hand.
The writer's cramp. Did you get that one out yet?
No, I did not.
Okay.
So keep it there.
No, go and get
it. I have to keep on going?
Yes.
Oh, this is not going to be good at all. Okay. Can't get... Ah! Damn it! Ah! Damn it! Can we move on past the writer's cramp? I can't get this out.
Do you have the shock collar on the same hand that you're using tweezers with?
No.
That would be even better.
Look at the thing, okay? There you go.
Look at the thing.
Thank you.
All right.
No problem. I have to keep on trying?
Yeah, that's the hardest piece. I can never get that one.
So I'm trying to get it from the top of the pencil, but that's not working.
There's
no place to grip it.
Yeah, there's no great place.
There's no... Hey! Damn it!
I knew that was coming!
It sucks!
I don't hear the board going off, though. Is the board... Are
yeah,
you
the
really
board's
hitting?
Going off.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to put it closer to the microphone. How's that?
All right, you want me to change? You want me to change body parts?
Yeah, because the writer's cramp ain't happening. It just ain't happening. I am not getting that pencil out.
Have you ever had a surgeon walk out of the room just saying, hey, sorry, man.
There are specialty surgeons out there.
I tried eight times.
You
sorry.
Need someone who's working with
we
hands.
We send you back up and bring you out.
I'm not a hand surgeon.
But we're still going to charge you.
I'm not a hand surgeon.
I know you needed that elbow repaired, but it just ain't happening.
I did go with a bread basket. That was good.
I tried six times.
Right.
All right. Let's hear the board.
Okay. There you go.
Sounds like an angry fly.
It does. It really does. Like
bored, engaged.
It gets toward. Yep.
All right. So you're going to go for the wishbone, which was always my nemesis when I played this game as a kid.
All right. Going for the wishbone. Wishbone time. Let me see. I go in this angle over here.
He's dying while you're figuring this out.
You a dog?
No, I almost got it. Come on, you son of a... Ah, damn it! am I still trying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta get it out.
Oh, my God.
All right, Dr. AJ.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't get it out, so...
Ah, damn it! All right. This sucks. Stupid gas. Ah, damn it.
The wishbone's tough. It's a tough one.
Yes, I can see why we said.
I don't even know what just happened
there.
I don't
like this game at all. This game sucks.
Well, the shock collar element.
I'm sweating. all right. Am I still going for the wishbone?
Mamsie said that the leg bone or whatever is supposed
to
be.
The ankle bone connected to the knee bone, yeah.
Rubber band?
I found it. I thought it was a game piece. It's a rubber band, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right.
If wish read bone the instructions.
The wishbone is staying. Shut up. The wishbone is staying where it's at right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's passing.
And so is the writer's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you successfully got one piece out.
Right.
The bread basket.
That's it. I'm good with bread.
All right. You get $1,200 for brain freeze.
Oh, the ice cream cone. All right. Here we go. Brain freeze. Oh, almost. Yes. Woo.
Nice.
Woo! Right.
Nicely done, doctor.
Luck.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. I'm good with food, apparently.
Bread and ice cream.
Right. Who doesn't enjoy that?
All right, if you want to keep with the food, spare ribs, $200.
Oh, no.
This should be easy. If it's $200, it should be easy.
Yeah, spare ribs. Yeah, I see it. It's not easy to get a hold of, though. Let me see here.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
What's he?
He shook the board to get the piece in optimum position.
No.
Pounded the table?
No, I was making it so you could hear the thing. I was putting it close to the microphone. You know, no one likes a rat. You know, Italians don't like rats, right?
Hey, everybody's on me for cheating. You gotta play by the rules over there.
Rat, rat, rat. Here we go. Ready?
Cheat, cheat, cheat.
Ah, damn it! hang on. My hand's got a red mark. All right.
From the shock
collar. All right, here.
You just breathed all over your game board there, Chase.
Shut up! Damn it. Try and do operation over here. Spare ribs. Ah, damn it! I screwed the spare ribs. I haven't had it.
I thought you were good at food.
Apparently, spare ribs are not my thing. I like the starch, apparently.
I don't want to have a doctor walk in and say, hey, I'm trying to operate over here. I'd be like,
hold my cigarette.
I might wait for the next one.
Hold my cigarette over here.
Yeah.
what do you got next?
Wrenched ankle. $400. It should be easy.
Oh,
that one's pretty good.
That's, I don't know about this one, man. It's pretty big.
It's a wrench.
I know, but.
This is AJ we're talking about.
You wrench, guy.
I do wrench. I do wrench.
Ah, that's almost, the worst.
Almost.
You almost have it out.
Yes! Woo!
All right, nice job.
Yay!
Congratulations, doctor.
Yay!
Doctor, doctor.
Doctor, doctor. Doctor, doctor. Doctor, doctor. Me, doctor. Hey.
Charlie horse.
Oh, son of a... Really?
It's a horse.
I know, and it's way the hell in there.
Yeah, but you can grab it by the little legs.
That one hides all the time.
Yeah, but I can't see its legs. All right, let me see. Move this a little bit over here. Damn it! All right, hang on, hang on, hang on. All right. All right, here we go. Ah, damn it!
You made me jump. I don't hear the board going off.
I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'll move it close so you can hear it. Oh, now the goddamn horse moved further away.
It's running away from you.
That's what horses
do. Shut up. Damn it. Ready? Here we go. Ah, damn it!
Son of a... The cart says, corral this horse to make a buck.
Yeah, well, the horse ran
don't
away.
Don't horse around.
The horse ran away. The horse don't like me.
Stuck.
The horse don't like me.
No horse?
No horse. Damn, my hand hurts.
Yeah, you haven't been able to do a lot of these.
I got like, three. All right. These tweezers they give you.
Butterflies and stomach. It's $1,000.
Oh, that one's easy.
Okay, let me try this.
Is it?
They have little antennas. Piece of cake.
You got to get the antenna. That's exactly right.
It's got no antenna. It's got a head.
It's got antennas.
It's got a head.
I don't think this game has the antennas.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Nope. No, there's no antennas. Trust me on this. All right, let me see. Nope. All right, here we go.
All right, one more try.
One more try. I'm going to grab him by his little damn head. Yes! Woo!
Nice job, doctor.
Grab him by his head.
Right by the top. That's how you get it.
Congratulations.
I'm sweating.
All right, we have about 45 seconds. One more. Oh. This is a $1,000 operation.
What is it?
Butterflies and stomach.
I just took that out.
Yeah, you just got that one.
Oh.
That was me grabbing his head.
Oh, this is the one I wanted.
Okay.
This is $1,400.
What is it?
Broken heart.
Broken heart.
Oh, that one's a piece of cake, AJ.
Broken heart.
It's good with starch.
And just starch hanging. Oh, almost. Almost, almost. Ah, damn it!
All right, congratulations, doctor.
I sucked. I killed
the
patient.
The patient died, but you made it through.
Thank you.
How much snow are we supposed to get?
Hello? Hello?
It's April friggin' 16th.
Yep.
Phil saw pictures of where? Norfolk?
Norfolk.
Yeah. Norfolk.
And Ellington's got a lot of snow, too.
Yeah, the pictures. A lot. On Twitter, shown 4 inches.
That's horrible. I'm so sorry.
Seriously. It's amazing how one state could have such varied weather between, like, the shoreline and the hills.
Well, a small state, especially.
Small state. Exactly. Yeah, yes. Texas, you'd expect that.
Well, yeah, California.
California,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
4 inches.
Yeah. Disgusting.
It is.
Disgusting because, you know, the trees are blooming now, flowers coming up, and all of a sudden, poof.
Yeah, the flowers are like, oh, damn it, we arrived too early.
What the hell? What the hell?
It's like when you arrive at a party.
Right.
There's no one's there yet.
Oh, yeah, Norfolk got a lot of snow.
Got here a little early.
Yep.
I feel like everything I planted 3 weeks ago is dead.
Norfolk. Has anyone ever been there?
Nope. If I did, I had no idea. I drive around a lot. Sometimes I'm like, oh, where I am right now. I was in Washington one time. Like, oh.
They have a theater out there that they just restored, I don't know, just like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But that stage, Mark Twain was on that stage.
Cool.
Like it's one of those really old theaters that was beautifully renovated.
Nice.
The Norfolk Chamber Music Festival?
No.
No.
Hosts an annual
I think it's
Chamber
Infinity.
Music. Oh, okay.
Not Xfinity, but Infinity Theater.
Yeah, in Rocky Hill, they got like a little coating going on there, too. Mm.
Wikipedia says Norfolk is perhaps best known as the site of the Yale Summer School of Music.
Oh, Infinity Hall, Norfolk.
That's it, Infinity Hall.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, great place to see a band.
Awesome.
They bring you booze and food right to your table.
Cool.
You get up in the balcony there, very nice.
Who'd
very
you see nice. There, did you say?
Ambrosia.
Oh, Ambrosia.
Damn it!
Who?
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
They were a thing at one point.
No, because I was goofing on them on the air.
Yeah.
I said they're a joke. And someone said, you have to go and see them because the guitar playing
right.
is really good.
Okay.
And they're right. That poor guitarist. Yeah, could have been Jimi Hendrix, but no.
I'm in Ambrosia.
I'm playing for Ambrosia.
Isn't that dessert?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yep.
It's a weird jello with marshmallows in it,
pull
isn't
up
it?
Some Ambrosia music.
I'm good. Ambrosia.
That theater seems really cute, very quaint and charming.
Well, Mark Twain was on it.
It is really nice.
Yeah.
Let's see here. You'll know these songs when you.
Okay. Oh my God. How much I feel is it?
Yes.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Never heard this.
Nope.
I know it.
Yeah. This is. Okay.
Yep.
There was a good guitar thing, though.
Need a glass of Matus Rosé right now.
Yeah.
A candle. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Make a wish, is it?
I wish I could say I saw something cool.
You saw Ambrosia.
Something told me I gotta ask.
You know, singing desserts, pretty talented.
What was it that I didn't mention who I saw?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
You kept
that
it quiet.
I left that detail out?
And you kept it quiet. That's notable. You know,
you
rat.
Could have lied. We, you know.
Yeah.
ZZ Top. Yeah, they were great.
That's amazing.
I know the tribe.
Yes, true. They found you out.
I'd remember.
Yep.
Yeah, so snow in Norfolk.
Yep.
And where'd you say? Rocky Hill?
Rocky Hill has a coating.
There's really?
Also Ellington, Vernon. It looks like pretty clobbered. It got a van spun out.
Clobbered?
Right now. Clobbered, yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
clobbered because of one numbskull in a van.
I mean, there's lots of snow on the ground and there's like, yeah.
Clobbered.
They
clobbered.
They got snow.
You know, it's all perspective. I understand what AJ's doing here. It's because we're in April. So for April, this is clobbered.
This is stupid.
But
April.
If this happened in December, you're like,
Yeah, it'd been normal.
We would not be using the word clobbered.
Yeah, no. But there was a good amount of snow on the sides of the road, and there was a van spun out and three state troopers over there.
Well, did the state troopers have anything to do today?
Yeah,
it's like,
probably.
Hey, we got a van over here. Okay, I'll be over. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Again, I'm just following a bunch of the local news stations, and they're having viewers like tweet them photos. This guy's in Moosup, and
ooh,
he
where?
Said the roads are fully covered, 2 inches of snow.
We had New Haven, the camera showing nothing like regular day.
Oh, well,
yeah,
over here, hair.
Yeah, it's dry.
It's like a, you know, I would say besides a grayish tint to the sky, it looks like a nice spring Friday.
Yeah.
Flowers are
polar
out
opposites,
there.
Yeah. It's Snowmageddon up there.
They're getting crushed. Snowmageddon.
Clobbered.
Clobbered. Where's clobbered?
Is anyone getting clobbered right now? I don't mean in like a sexual way.
Yeah, no. The road's getting plowed.
Hey, don't call us if you're good.
Road's getting plowed?
Yeah. Snow.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's like lots of snow falling. Over at Ellington.
Ellington.
Sure, a lot of snow.
Stafford Springs.
Yep.
Also getting clobbered.
Clobbered.
You're going to get clobbered in a second.
I'm on your side here.
Okay, never mind.
We're getting forcing
checked.
Sorry.
We're getting fact checked?
We're getting fact checked.
Okay.
People say we are saying Norfolk wrong. Yeah, that's not the right you say it.
Norfolk?
It's pronounced Norfolk is what I've received.
Norfolk.
There's no R after
Norfolk.
Nor.
No, no forks with dinner.
It's F-O-L-K.
Yeah.
I'm just relaying information
Norfolk.
To you.
You've been fact-checked. Norfolk.
This person said it's pronounced Norfolk, even though it's spelled Norfolk.
How do we know that person's right?
They just don't want to say Norfolk.
How do you know that person's right?
Don't maybe drink, don't smoke.
No fork, no knife.
Right.
Norfolk.
Right.
No. Norfolk.
No drink,
come
fork.
On.
Right.
Norfolk.
No.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
There's no fork here, damn it.
That's like Berlin, Connecticut.
Yeah.
They say, no, it's not Berlin, it's Berlin.
It's Berlin, yeah.
The emphasis is on right. The first half of the word.
It's on the
second.
Right. No, we know. You don't want to be associated with that, you know,
it's a long
the other
drive
one in
to
history.
Don't drive to Berlin, wall. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although it's good, Frankenstein.
It was a good band, though.
Yeah, okay. It's Norfolk.
Actually, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Who can we get on the phone, Norfolk, that we could trust? Norfolk, Norfolk.
Right.
Somebody tell us.
Yeah. So it's instead of folk music, it's fork music.
Right. Exactly. Very
all
good point.
All this time, I've been calling it the Newport Fork Festival.
Very good
folk
point.
Folk Festival.
No.
It's actually the Fork Festival.
Very good point.
Yeah, and it's not polka. It's porka.
Yes.
The Norfolk.
Exactly.
Festival.
Exactly.
This person was confident, too. It takes me 3 times in a row. It's pronounced Norfolk, just to let you know, fact checked.
When you cook your eggs, do you leave the York in the middle or do you take the York out?
Yeah. I like the yolk out.
York, AJ. It's pronounced York, even though there's an L in there.
Right.
I think it changed because when they were having the folk festivals in the 60s.
I screwed that up.
People. You're writing yourself down there?
I hope so.
Back in the day, when they were having these folk festivals, people were showing up with forks.
Right.
Is this the fork festival?
Fork
I
festival.
Brought my fork collection. No, right. It's the folk festival.
Right. When's the spoon festival?
Well, you know, you pronounce that fork.
Right.
Well, we got to change that to folk.
Right. Too many forks here.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Joe from West Haven.
How are you?
Hello, Joe.
Good. So I used to work up in that area, Lakeville, Southbury, Norfolk. And the people that live there, the natives, they call it Norfolk. I don't know why.
Norfolk. Norfolk?
Because they don't want to call it Norfolk.
Right.
It sounds bad.
What'd you just say, Chad?
Because they don't want to call it Norfolk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it up there. I don't know why. Maybe because they have less teeth and they can't do the L. I don't know.
They're good people there.
Yeah.
No, they are. They're very good people. Yeah. It's real nice up there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Guys, have a great week.
All right, thank you.
You can just pronounce it and that'd be awesome.
Norfolk.
And by the way, if you want to talk about no teeth, have you ever seen the royal family?
Oh, okay.
Not the best teeth.
All that tea they drink.
Don and Winstead.
Hello.
Yeah, I lived in Norfolk for 20 years, and it is pronounced Norfolk.
Norfolk?
Yeah, man.
According to the people. But you can't even say hello. You said yellow. We can't really use you as a
reference,
an expert.
Right. Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Yeah,
Norfolk.
No, you. When we picked up the phone, you said yellow.
Yellow.
It's hello.
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 Yeah, hello.
It's a regional dialect.
Now, when you say idea, do you say idea?
Oh, that drives me nuts. There's no R. There's no R at the end of that word. That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It's that Italian in me, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Yellow.
Hey.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Still no idea.
Weirdest. I never knew this.
Or some people say drawl, like they're going to drawl a picture. I'm like, there's no L.
I never thought this day we'd be
talking about
Norfolk.
We need an English teacher. Yes,
right.
I know.
Right. Did you think for one moment we'd be talking about Norfolk?
No, because everyone that calls from Norfolk.
Norfolk.
They're going to say Norfolk because someone in the beginning of time there.
Yeah.
Corrected them.
Right.
And then now they all, so everyone who moves to town says, oh, it's great to live here in Norfolk.
What's the next
town?
No,
it's Norfolk.
What's the next town over?
Farfork.
No.
Nearfork?
I'm just curious what the next town is over. Just go with that one.
Nearfork?
Right. Like Moosup. That sounds funny.
Chaz and AJ.
I think it's Norfunk.
Norfunk?
Norfunk.
Norfunk.
Funkin' jazz.
Norfunk. I live in Norfunk. There's no funk in where I live here.
Norfunk.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Washing machine. It's not a washing machine. It's a washing
machine. Wash. You got to go wash the cur.
That's how Goofy says it.
Yeah, you're going to take the dog for a walk.
Gorsh.
You can't just say something's pronounced differently because you decided it's going to be pronounced differently.
You deemed it so. No.
Like people who say idea.
We were discussing this as you were screening phone calls.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah, been there, done that. Yep.
And if you call and say yellow, you can't make an argument that it's Norfolk.
Right.
Folk.
We said hello
Norfolk.
Properly.
Norfolk.
Or hi. Or greetings.
Mm.
If you say greetings, take your word for it.
I don't even know where Norfolk is on the map.
North.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, where the snow is.
Where do you come up with this? Can you look up... That I wonder if the if we can get a proper pronunciation from the dictionary.
Oh, or ask Siri. Maybe. I don't know.
Go ahead, AJ. Ask Siri.
Okay.
Oh, this is great.
Wait. It's going to pronounce. Okay. Hey, Siri. Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce Norfolk?
I found an answer. It's displayed on your iPhone.
I don't want to see it. I want to hear it. How do you say Norfolk? Pronunciation of Norfolk, please. Why'd I spend $850 on this piece of crap?
That's why he always gets lost.
Screw you, Siri. I'm not freaking her. I don't want to see it.
Right. Here it is. Yeah, pronounce it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you asked the proper question.
Okay. How should I phrase it?
I really don't know.
Ask where the Infinity Hall is in Connecticut.
Oh, no. Ooh, let me try.
That's a good one.
I spell it. Norfolk?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Siri. Uh-huh. How do you pronounce Norfolk? I don't want to see it. How the hell is this piece of crap? Go to sleep, Siri. Oh, my God, Ajita.
I don't like how she says, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Already, you know you're smarter than me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Like you're bothering me.
Yeah, I drop you in water.
Like, what are you doing over there? You're so busy, you got to be like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I drop her in a bucket of water. What happens? I'll show her.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, I'm just calling because Ashley says costume, and that drives me
crazy. Costume! That's right! It's your costume!
She also says Shunday.
Shunday.
And I think that's how you say it.
Or her shocks.
Costume.
I show my shocks on Shunday. It's part of a costume.
And here we go.
She has a point, but yes. I think that's how you say it. Costume.
No.
Nothing but love, Ashley. No, it's Ashley, but it's costume.
See, I pronounce Ash Hole.
Yeah, like Ashley, but Ashley.
Yeah, we don't say Ashley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Costume.
Costume.
I think you said it right there. Go ahead, try it again.
Costume. Yeah. That's weird. Costume.
Costume. Hey, costume.
It's like instead of saying sandwich, right. You say sandwich.
A sandwich.
Sandwich.
My brother
sandwich.
My friend Ross goes sandwich. Like spinach.
He hits the D.
Yep. Sandwich. Spinach.
Hey, let me get one of them sodas.
Or often. Somebody says often instead of just often.
Oh, often. I hate often.
Mike in the Valley.
Yes, it wasn't a project house. It was a project house in South Brewery.
Very good. Fun Fact Friday, and I have a feeling that a lot of pronunciations will be coming into Fun Fact.
There's right. At least one already.
Right.
We started with Norfolk, right? Because they got snow, and yes. Apparently a lot for April 16th.
You mean snow.
Snow.
Snow. It's pronounced snow.
Snow
plow. Snow plow,
baby. So that started with people calling up saying it's Norfolk.
Right.
But there's no R.
No.
Mm-mm. Why would they? Did they run out of ink and they just made an L instead right. of an R?
K's.
Someone forget to write the R.
K as in fish. Yep.
But apparently NBC Connecticut did a whole story on this years ago on towns in Connecticut that right. are mispronounced.
Oh.
And the people of the town get pissed.
Right.
Okay. New this morning, there are certain things most nutmeggers agree on, right? It is Berlin, not Berlin, Coventry, not Coventry, and it's Woolkit, not Walkit. But there is one town in particular that gets the most viewer emails and phone calls almost every time it's pronounced differently in the forecast.
And we're talking about this town. Yeah, this town right here. How you say it depends on who you ask.
Nestled in the foothills of the Berkshires, it's a small town known for curling, for cold, and a decades-long debate.
Norfolk.
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 The one thing everyone can agree on, it is the icebox of Connecticut, but how do you actually say it? We headed into town to find out.
That's a common question, is how do you pronounce it? And I say, well, look at the hat.
At the Berkshire Country Store, they've turned the feud into a fashion statement, doing as the locals do.
It's Norfolk.
Which seems to be the native tongue.
It's Norfolk.
Norfolk.
I've had family in town for over 100 years, and it's always been Norfolk. Sorry, guys.
But if you
sorry, you don't know how to pronounce F-O-L-K.
Right.
Oh, my God. 100 years, your family can't figure it out.
God's sake.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No, we're sorry. Your family's dumb.
They're a bunch of Yorkles.
Change the friggin' name.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Or change the spelling.
Change it.
I never knew this. No one's ever called this in before.
I don't even know the name of the person that did it originally here on the text.
This sounds like someone, you know, like 100 years ago was a victim of an April Fool's joke.
Right. And they just ran with it.
And it just spread through the town.
They just ran with it.
There's another minute on this report. And by the end, they're like, yeah, just say it however you've been saying it because no one knows.
Wow. And now we're getting, so Ashley says costume.
Costume.
Yes.
All right. And we got an email about a way I pronounce a word.
Yes, okay. We did. Tell Chaz he says pitchers instead of pictures.
I say pitchers?
Pitchers.
So?
It's pitching the ball.
You've been hammered for Massachusetts as well.
Oh, that.
There's a picture of the mound.
There's probably 50 words, right, if not more.
I don't think so.
Mm. Pictures.
Pitches.
Pictures.
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 There's a picture on the wall.
Pictures.
Pictures.
All
right, this should be a fun one. Let's buckle up. Fun Fact Friday. Emma in Wallingford.
Fun fact. There is no letter R in the word colonel, like Colonel Sanders.
Right, colonel.
I can right. never spell
colonel.
That one.
Colonel, yes.
Yeah, go ahead, spell it, Ashley.
K, I mean C.
Oh, my God. C. Which colonel are you going for? I mean KFC.
Oh, my God. I meant C.
I believe we have our show promo.
Yes, we do. I'm writing it down right now.
I saw you writing it down.
Yep.
Oh,
see.
My God.
Yes.
Let's see. How do you spell kernel?
Right.
K-F-C.
Extra crispy. Wow.
Hungry right. much? Fun Fact Friday, Mad Bill and Derby.
Yeah, fun fact. Poison ivy is not an ivy. And poison oak is not an oak. They're both related to the cashew family.
The cashew, like peanuts?
Gesundheit.
Really?
The cashew family, AJ asks, like peanuts?
Right.
Oh, no. But cashews are not nuts. They're seeds.
Wow, there's a lot here.
Sound yeah, I don't know anything.
No, just Google it up. Come on. Yeah, no. Bill's got the nifty thing. You don't want my mother to come down and hit you.
Yeah, no.
She was great yesterday. Yeah. We want to have her back.
She was. I almost peed in my pants.
Yeah. We're talking about Flo, 93, and just a firecracker.
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beef man.
Fun fact, the river spelled T-H-A-M-E-S is pronounced Thames.
Not Thames.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thames. The Thames River.
The River Thames.
Yes.
Wait, is that the accent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thames.
Yeah,
because it's the Thames River Pavilion, right?
You're right.
Connecticut,
it's Thames.
Yeah. In Britain.
Connecticut has Thames, but in England... It's pronounced Thames.
Thames.
So it's just the accent.
No, not really. It's because it's an old Gaelic word. It comes from a Gaelic word.
Why wouldn't it be Gaelic over here then?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Would it be because of the accent?
Perhaps. Thames.
It's not an accent. No, Thames is totally different from Thames. It's not an accent.
Beef man, I wonder if one year... Thunderbird was totaled if they purposely drove into you because they knew you were a beef man.
I hit him 10 tens.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
All right, guys. Take
care. All right, thank you.
You're good. Could be. Good heavens. Tens.
Kevin and Monroe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's it going? All right. Jellyfish can live forever unless they're eaten by an enemy or beached.
Yeah. Forever?
Nah. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously?
They're flowing.
Like there's like millions.
Hey, I also want to thank you guys. I listen to you guys every day, and I heard your Aware commercial. And if I probably didn't go to it, I probably wouldn't be here. So,
seriously?
Just want to thank you guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're
3 months sober.
Nice.
That's great.
Congratulations.
You did the hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard for sure.
Wow.
Now keep it going.
I appreciate it, guys.
Keep it going, man.
That's awesome.
I love that fun fact. I never knew that.
No.
So there are jellyfish in the ocean that have been alive since forever.
Like that song from Barry Manilow.
Ah, I wonder if that's a jellyfish song.
Yep. With the very first song, yes.
Am I missing something here?
You don't know the song by Barry Manilow?
What? Do
you
Mandy? What?
Not Mandy. Oh
that's God. The only Barry Manilow song I know.
Oh, my God. There's no more wires to replace in your head.
So just if you keep a track, in the last 40 minutes, we've played Ambrosia and Barry Manilow.
Yes.
Aerosmith in between. All right, here comes the jellyfish.
Yep. Up to the mic.
I've been
seems clear.
I heard that.
Yes. And I wrote the
very first song. Is anyone seeing a singing jellyfish?
I am. Yes, I am. It's lovely. It's spectacular. I put the words and the melodies together. He's playing piano, too.
But this is funny because he says, I write the songs, but I don't think he wrote this song.
No, he didn't. Somebody else did.
Isn't that wild?
Yep.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just asking.
He's half plastic and half human.
Yes. That's what I thought.
Yeah, you can't put him in direct sunlight.
No.
He'll melt.
Bob, the limo driver. Hey, Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
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 Oh, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Jellyfish got him.
Hungry man.
Good morning. Fun fact, you breathe out of one side of your nostril at a time. And then the other one takes over several hours later.
Fun part's watching you guys do this.
I'm not kidding.
No, I'm watching them do it.
I don't think you're right.
I'm right.
You know what?
You breathe out of one side of your nostril for like hours, and then the other one kicks in when it's tired, I guess.
Yeah, when I'm inhaling right now, my dominant must be my left-hand side.
You think the tribe gets together before this and says, watch this.
Yeah,
I got one.
Yeah, watch Twitch while doing this.
Right. I think you blow your nose with both, though.
Yeah, yeah.
At least it appears a lot.
Right. Double barrel shotgun.
Phil, can you check this, please?
Yeah, this is true. We had this called in, one nostril at a time. And I think
we've done this already.
It's to prevent one side from drying out.
Wow.
To protect your sinuses.
What the hell?
Not because they get tired.
When does it switch?
When he gets tired, he said.
Yeah, but he doesn't really know. He thinks it's one that gets tired.
Well, that was just my assumption, but not funny.
Okay.
Have a great day, everybody.
All right. Hungry man, thank you.
Wow.
Wow. You know what's funny? You can call that in 3 months from now.
And we'll try
the same
again.
Thing. Well, he's upright this week, so that's good.
I'm living.
Look at you.
But I guess I'm now full of blood clots.
I have to turn that volume right down.
I have things to say, Ashley. I wasn't here last week.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Boss Keith is here. Not here last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and then in the middle of the night, I woke up with a fever of 102 and the shakes and the chills and all the things. And then I was out of commission for basically 24 hours, and at the 24-hour mark, it, like, flipped because they, like, turn on the chip or whatever they do.
Right.
And I felt awesome. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
They hit energize.
It is so weird to feel so sick but know that you're not contagious and know that if you just watch the clock, it's going to change. And it did.
That is weird.
I'm telling you, at the 24-hour mark, I was like, well, let's go outside. Who wants a beer?
Wow. Can we play a clip of you 2 weeks ago today? Right, you're going to get what we think is the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, hopefully. Good. I hope I become a freak. Whatever it does to you, cool. I hope I puke blood for 3 days, and then I'm, like, immune or whatever. We should delete these clips and pretend this segment doesn't actually happen.
Right.
It would be better if this was just a conversation that did go out on the air.
Right. And we have a sponsor now, too, right?
Oh, right. Well, we have the thing.
Yeah.
You got to play the thing, somebody.
The thing.
Somebody.
The thing.
The thing. You know, the thing.
That thing, you know.
Good.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
I don't like the lasers.
From 1985.
I don't like lasers.
It's not lasers.
There's also a second option.
Oh.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel those balls.
That one's better.
It's Boss Keith's, though.
There's also a third option I don't send, which is no lasers. It's just him.
Well, that's the one we want.
Well, I don't have that on me. I like the lasers. That's my job here. I get to pick the lasers.
Yep.
This is what they pay me for.
This is our leader.
You know, if there was a sitcom about radio stations now, he'd be in.
I picked the lasers.
I've just always wanted to live in Star Wars.
I think that sounds cool. I have a lot. We could do this for hours. We could talk about radio production and imaging and the different eras of imaging, but I like the way that second one sounds. I didn't love the first
one. Law. Yeah. Boss Keith.
Let's
top
fight.
Five.
Yeah. Get to it.
Sounds like he's driving a Mauser truck.
It sounds urgent. It's like in your face.
Let's have hot dogs.
There's a lot going on. And how long is that whole thing? Like
4 seconds.
Seems like
four seconds.
Yeah. Wake up.
Wow. It's like a circus with
right
monkeys.
The rest of the show is just you guys, and then it's like
a lot of monkeys.
Everybody buckle up. Yeah, like it sounds awesome.
We're going on Space Mountain.
Yeah.
You know what? When he has a normal thought, when he's just thinking to himself, it probably sounds like this.
Heyman Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Love it.
Right.
It's actually two people that do that. There's the voice guy, and then there's another guy that adds the lasers. Wow. It's a whole operation.
Really? We have a laser guy.
There's a laser guy.
On the payroll.
And then the third guy is me, and I say, that's the laser I want. That's not the laser I want.
Wow, that's a big production.
Yeah.
Three people.
For 3 seconds.
This is what I'm doing after this bit's over. Right. Right. Friday's my laser day.
Laser day.
No, we're all getting reviewed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, get excited. Well, I'm just a bystander.
Right at AJ.
I'm just a bystander. Alan does the reviews. I just sit there and add
a
flavor.
It's your office, though.
Well, because his office isn't big enough, and I don't want everybody to get COVID.
Yeah. Keith plays hangman the entire
time.
Write
up what Alan's going to say.
No, Alan wrote it all. I haven't even looked at them.
Okay. Really?
So I don't know what's about to happen.
I have a chance.
I gave my suggestions.
I don't believe it.
I gave my suggestions. So he looks at them, and then our bigger boss looks at them, and then the big HR department looks at them, but I haven't seen them.
So everybody's seen them but you.
Yeah.
And us.
Yep. Get excited. Right. I'm excited
anyone
for this event.
This? No.
That's real.
The operations of programming.
I got to worry about lasers. I worry about lasers.
Maybe he dictated as Alan was
typing. I said, I think
last
Chaz
year
is
I met
a jerk.
With just Alan.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just Alan that does it.
We argued. It was a 25-minute meeting. We argued for 20 minutes about my social media because I don't do anything ever.
And he was right. Alan's
guess
right
what?
Again.
You're going to hear again.
Right. You should be fired. Everyone knows.
He settled on one thing. He goes, I don't know. Pick Twitter. Dude, do something on Twitter. Just pick one.
And you're good at Twitter.
Alan's good.
Can we do this list? I have things to do.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
He has lasers to
right,
do.
Right.
Exactly. And reviews to watch.
I have 16 reviews today.
Gotta get on the phone
reviews.
With the laser guy.
Yeah, but you're just sitting there.
Some of them I have to. It's complicated. I can make you a chart.
Okay.
A flow chart.
All right, here you go.
Boss Keith, top five.
Here are the top five things that I think we, as a country, should all just agree on and do moving forward. You know, country's very fractured, but I think these are five things that we should all say, all right, yeah, let's do these.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
Number five, open relationships. It's time to retire marriages and boyfriends and girlfriends and just open it up. Now, we got to have rules, okay? So you can't add a random third person more than once. You can never go on a secret date without you can't go out with the third without your second. And everybody's got to be open. You got to be honest about it. You got to talk about it all the time. But I think now it's going to be the whoring 20s that we should open it up and let everybody get after it. I think it's fair. Yep, that's what it's going to be.
Right.
Don't you think that would make your life more fun if you knew tonight there was going to be a random third at your house?
Yeah.
How syphilitic.
Right. So Friday night, you get to pick the third. So, like, Susie comes over. You guys have dinner. Everybody gets done. And it's awesome.
Susie,
and then you never see Susie again. You can only see her the one time.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good run, Heyman Law. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? John, I love this.
All right. Number four. All drugs should be legal for 1 year.
Oh, my God.
Let's try it.
This is just the purge.
No,
stop. What do you have now?
So nothing else has worked, right? The war on drugs was bogus. Just say no didn't work. How about for 1 year, we legalize everything and see how crazy it gets? Maybe there would be less crime. Maybe there wouldn't be. Maybe there would be more death. Who knows? But we should just try. Why not? What do we got to lose?
Well, I just coke up in the street. Go for it.
Right. So if there's coke and heroin and stuff everywhere, maybe people, it wouldn't be as dangerous. It wouldn't be as exciting. Maybe people wouldn't do it.
That is kind of what happened with marijuana.
Right. So now in 10 years from now, weed is not going to be as exciting because it's going to be legal everywhere. So it'll be just like beer. Like, cool. All right. So what if for 1 year we did this? I like this experiment.
Well, didn't someone call up who said they heard Aware being advertised on the show?
Yes.
And they're like, it changed their life.
For like a year and a half.
Right.
But listen, don't involve facts
diffused.
In this.
Diffused. Diffused.
Number three. This is why we delete these podcasts.
Right.
Number three. No more suits. So we've basically done this. COVID has kind of killed the suit. But remember in the 1940s, everyone wore fedoras and hats. And then at one point, the whole world said, like, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, like, look at a baseball game from 1930.
It's hysterical.
Right.
So we should do this now with suits and ties. We're halfway there. Nobody really dresses up anymore. But now we should make it official. If there's a wedding, a funeral, a job interview, guess what? You don't have to wear a suit anymore. You can wear 5-inch shorts now. Like, this is what it should be. We should make the switch.
How respectful.
I've been to some wakes where that's already happened.
Seriously, yeah. Well, I really,
it's okay.
You couldn't put on pants, really?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think we are living in a world of comfort, and we don't need to look fancy anymore. I think it works. I'm excited about it. I hate wearing suits, and I have all these chins, and when I wear the tie, it, like, chokes up my, it's chin city. It's not awesome.
Right.
It's not a good look.
Chin
Your wedding
city.
Should just be all shorts.
Like a pack
and,
of
like, sundresses. Yes.
Absolutely not.
I think it's great.
Actually, I want all the fedoras. Bring your fedoras.
How about all muumuus?
Number two, I think we should all have August off. Europe has been doing this for years.
All right.
No one works in August, right? I think it's a great plan. We just, like, we give up on August. Anybody who has a full-time job can just have August off and siesta for the whole month. I think it's awesome.
Do they really do it over there?
Yeah. Huh. So if you go to Italy, August, everybody's off.
And then if you go to a restaurant, no one's there. It's like self-serve.
How do you get a pizza?
Well, I don't know about that part. Again, oh, okay. Facts, not part of this.
Ashley, now is your time to ask for your honeymoon.
Married in August.
I don't want everything to be so confusing. So how about the East Coast has August, the Midwest has July, the West Coast has June? You know, we pick a summer month for different parts of the country, so Disney World's not super packed.
Kind of like time zones.
Yeah, I think it would be perfect.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And the number one thing that we should all as a country agree on, no more time changes. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, really.
This is my one big issue. We don't change the clock. Everyone agrees with me. Everybody knows that we should do this. Somebody tell somebody.
My clock is still gone from here.
Right. I've broken all the clocks on purpose because I hate time.
Does everyone agree with you, or they just don't want to hear you yell?
Every single person agrees. You ask around. You go in this hallway and say, like, do you think we should change the clocks? And every single person here will say, no way, man. I don't know
they
if
they'll
know say
you'll
like
go
that.
Away. No right, man.
Well, I'm excited for our reviews, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.